You are listening to Canecast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Jordan Greenhouse, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Mid-Cap Core Portfolio. John, first of all, thank you for taking the time to speak with our listeners today.
Thanks, Jordan. Pleasure to be here.
With all the increased volatility and uncertainty in the marketplace, we're looking forward to hearing your perspective and how you're managing the strategy.
Yeah, obviously, this is a very interesting current economic environment and market environment that we're in right now with the coronavirus pandemic pretty much taking over the globe, impacting all of our lives, quite frankly. The markets have responded accordingly in a very violent and downward fashion in a very short period of time as a result of this. And, it's interesting because when we construct these portfolios, we are constructing these portfolios to do well in good times, but even more important, we also want them to do well in difficult times. And that's indeed what we're in right now. We want to find businesses that can grow, protect, and nurture market over long and multiple economic cycles. And these are types of companies that have a customer base that can withstand these difficult times and retain a competitive moat. But also on the balance sheet are usually companies that are low capital intense, generate a lot of free cash, and then therefore they can grow their business without having to go to the debt or equity markets. So our companies typically have a lot less debt on their balance sheet as a result of that. So that is why, and when you look at our concentrated portfolio of 25 to 35 stocks in SMID, again, that people think, well, that should be a high risk portfolio. Well, the numbers aren't bearing up that way. We actually are protecting very well on the downside because each company in and of itself has lower business risk, lower balance sheet risk, and lower profit risk as a result of that. Now, for example, if you think about companies that and sectors that have certain exposure that may be on the downside, that may be hurting us in this environment, such as utilities, for example, with a lot of debt on the balance sheet, or transportation companies or hospitality companies. These are companies typically, again, a lot of debt, and as a result, they are beginning to hit a lot harder than other companies as well due to the fear that a lot of debt covenants will be broken as a result.
What I'd like to start with, getting your perspective on what are you seeing in the current market environment and how is this impacting the businesses that you own?
Now, you know, in the end, you think about companies that hold up very, very well. One company we have in here is called DocuSign. And, you know, DocuSign, people may have used it, is an electronic signature verification that's being utilized now throughout all types of financial documents, et cetera. And this is a company that we believe will actually be accelerated as we are in this global pandemic and everyone's working from home. Think about that, right? Think about people working from home. A lot more things are going to happen through electronic signatures. We think DocuSign, a leader in this area, will be a huge beneficiary shorter term, but we are already were impressed with this company from a longer term perspective before this pandemic even hit. So companies like DocuSign are going to be big beneficiaries longer term from this. And it's a holding in the portfolio, and it's reflected that and held up very, very well. You know, a company that's gotten hit that we have in the portfolio is CDW, and they provide more outsourcing of IT services for more small and mid-sized companies. And they've just gotten hit because they're worried about spending by those companies. Again, when we're looking at these businesses and we're looking at this current environment, we are looking for things that are permanently impaired versus temporarily or more transitory. We believe in CDW's case, this is more of a transitory issue. In fact, we believe that as we come out of this current economic funk we're in and we get back to a quote, more of a normal, whatever that is, more normalized basis, we think small and mid-sized businesses will actually require CDW even more, because they're going to need to go more remote. We think more remote workforce is going to be implemented and the technology is going to be needed there, and the small companies just aren't equipped for that. So we think that the hit that CDW is taking now is strictly transitory, and we still like that very, very long term. So what we're really doing in the portfolio right now, as the market has come down, is a couple things. One is we're looking at existing holdings and maybe we have an underweight position in, and but before they were more highly valued. So what we've been able to do is, as they've come down with the rest of the market, we've been able to add to those positions, which has been really key for us. In addition to that, we are also taking maybe names of companies, of businesses that we before really liked but did not buy them, again, because the valuation was prohibitive. Well, the market has afforded us this opportunity now to get into some great businesses at much cheaper valuations as a result. So for us, again, that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to make sure that when we do come out of this economic funk, there's going to be winners and there's going to be losers. We're trying to make sure that we're with the companies that we think will be winners and as a result of this, and then try to avoid those companies that we think could be competed away, so to speak, longer term.
What risks of the market should investors be most focused on? And how are you managing around this risk within the portfolio?
Yeah, the risks that people need to be aware of and most focus on in the market in general is the permanent loss of capital. That's really what risk is. And what we're trying to do is avoid that. And that's why we believe by investing in businesses that can grow and protect and nurture over long periods of time, in good times and in bad, we can retain that. So for us, if you think about what are the stocks in this recent downturn that have gotten hit the most, the businesses that have taken the largest hits are those with direct consumer exposure, high discretionary exposure, such as, the retailers, cruise lines, hospitality, and also those that have a lot of debt on the balance sheet, which some of those sectors of businesses go hand in hand. When you think about how we invest, we try to avoid those two, right? So that is really what has really hit the markets really hard. So those high, so we've seen the low quality businesses getting hit because of their, think about debt, heavy debt on the balance sheet. They start recording huge losses. A lot of debt covenants will be broken and they'll owe penalties. And then what if they need to refinance a lot of that debt? So we think that's why a lot of those companies are going to take a lot longer to come back. Even with sort of short-term economic stimulus that may be provided by the government. So, and again, in the end, we're trying to provide a solid portfolio of really good businesses that don't exhibit a lot of these risky characteristics I just talked about. One thing I thought was interesting was liquidity, and that's one thing that always comes up, because people want to talk about liquidity or lack of liquidity in SMID. And in the end, we have found that when the market's volatile, such as this going up and down, we actually find liquidity actually surges in these environments. It could be up to 3 times normal volume. So what we're finding is when we need to get things done, we're actually getting things done quicker than normal because of the surge in volatility, and ergo the surge in volume as a result. So we're actually finding liquidity being very helpful to us in these types of environments. And so we're pleased by that.
John, being fully aware that no one has a crystal ball, what are your expectations moving forward?
Yeah. Obviously, none of us do have a crystal ball. And here's how, I think about these things going forward where we're at right now. So as we stand right now, when I record this, we're still in an era of COVID-19 cases exponentially going up, especially here in the United States. I subscribe to the general theory that we will continue to see volatility as long as these continue to go at this rate. Now, eventually we will start flattening the curve. Testing will come out. We'll get a better idea of who's being infected. The social isolation is going to eventually take hold. That is when we think we'll start seeing that. Now, whether that's in 2 weeks, 2 months, who knows? We're hoping for sooner, but you need to prepare for later. When that does happen is when I believe the market should start acting better. Because right now you're seeing these up and down days that are really based on the unknown. That goes down because we have no idea how long this is going to go on. It goes up a lot of days because we think the economic stimulus is coming through the government or the Fed, which is artificial. So the only way the market's going to act better on its own is if we have it so we can see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it gives us an opportunity to see when the economy is going to come back for the consumer. When the consumer starts spending again and all these social restrictions are lifted, that's when I believe the market will start responding in a more rational manner.
Do you have any advice for our investors given the current market environment?
In terms of advice for investors going forward, it's kind of the way we invest is the best thing I would say. We need to, we think longer term. Because in the end, it's really difficult to trade based on short-term issues. We want to find businesses, again, over structural, that have structural advantages over time. So the best advice I can give is, I know it's hard right now and the market's down and there is this urge to change what you're doing and go a different path. We at Kayne Anderson Rudnick really believe by sticking to our guns and making sure that we're being consistent and being the way we always have invested, by finding good businesses, that's really where we want to go right now. So we're actually using this downturn in the market to fortify the portfolio. And that's really, by having that long-term outlook, that really allows us to make rational decisions going forward. So for us here at Kayne Anderson Rudnick, you're gonna get that consistency. You see it in our numbers. We will continue to abide by that. We're gonna work hard, you know, keep our nose to the ground and try to find great ideas and, you know, keep working for your money. And that's really our goal. And we think we'll do that by having that long-term approach.
John, I'd like to thank you again for taking the time and providing your insights to our listeners. We look forward to hearing from you again in the near future. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Jordan.